Good afternoon to all listeners, and welcome back to the Carpenter's Corner Studio. This is the third edition, but before I proceed, I have a quick question. Have you ever thought of how your furniture would look like without the help of a carpenter's tuning? I'm sure you don't even know what tuning is about, but yes, don't worry. That is why I and my panel are here to do. We will take you through this and educate you more on that as well. So please be with us. In this episode, we were able to find a man in the profession who took us through the process each would take before it's being put into nice and beautiful wooden artifacts. Let's go listen to him and we'll throw more light on that.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Please, you are from the Ghana Institute of Journalism and want to ask you a few questions about your carpentry job. Please, can you permit us to do so?
Okay.
We want to ask how you give your wood fine tuning. See, when you go and buy the wood, you make it into an artifact. It's not smooth. Please, I want to ask how you do it to make it smooth.
In the first place, when you buy the wood, you take it to the machine and then you cut it or you plane it in a certain level. The thickness we want to do the thickness we want for the wood, you plane to that level. When you come back or you go back and measure it and cut it according to what you want. After that, you make the hole, or either if you want to join it, either it should be a hole or it should be mental cutting. You cut it like that. Example, let's put it like you are making a table. Some part are joined and some part are cutting mental. When you cut it, it's not mental, I'm not talking about mental, you cut it like triangle level, that's what we call mental. When you cut it like after that, then you use wood treatment. Some of them, you stain it. If the wood is not dry, you stain it or you keep it for some time, a week before you start working with it, so that when you do the table, the wood, if you train it, it will open. After that, to come to a level, a smooth side. Well, after you join it finish, you replane it with your home plane or your shop plane, not the machine plane. You replane it. After that, you use the sandpaper machine or sandpaper to smooth it. Before you get a level smooth wear, you use a sanding slab. We call it sanding slab, which when you apply it, it's a chemical. When you apply it to the wood, when you apply that one to the wood, then which means the table is already stand, which if you see, is a table. They can use it with that spring, or we use spray it. They can use it as a table with the drawer. It's fine. If you want to spray it, I want it a smooth level. Use a sandy sealer, first coat, a second coat. Before, if you want the color for the wood, what color you want, then you mix the color or you stain. You use a stain if it's a brown color, so that the whole color should be equal. Use a wood stain. You won't see any white or anything apart from the brown color. You have a mahogany, you have a cedar, you have a saffron, you have a walnut, you have all those woods we have a stain for it. So when after you finish with the stain, after you finish the sanding slab, then you go back to the stain. When you stain it, then after the sanding slab, you get it very smooth. When you apply first and second, you get it very smooth, so that you apply the stain. Sometimes you use the sanding slab with the stain, so that it should be one. go back to a rare polish now. That we call it lacquer, wood lacquer. You apply that one, then you have it a bright color, with a rare more smooth. That's what we do. That's what we do for a table or a furniture. So that's our point.
Okay, so please, we heard you guys use stickers to smoothen it. Sometimes, is it true?
Yeah, we have a stickers now, which is in the system now. You can get its brand, those mist colors, and some are yellow, some are white. But that one, you just apply the wood treatment. After that, you won't use a sandwich, you won't use anything again. Just use the sticker to line the wood. That's all.
Okay, please, the wood treatment, what does it do to the wood?
Not to get any insect or animal to
penetrate
through the wood. Because these days, the wood, when we are talking about the wood, mostly it go to plywood. Plywood, always you have to treat it with the wood treatment.
Okay.
A rare wood, the wood itself, some of them we do it like that, some of them you don't do it like that, because some of them is very hard and there's a taste in it which animal cannot go to.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.
All right, so before I start, I have here with me three beautiful ladies who are going to join me in this discussion. Yes, so I have with me here Anita Nkrumah Johnson, Emmanuela Adjo-Amuzu, and Brenda Kafui Jampo. Welcome, ladies.
Okay, we are back here again, and in your interview, Ella, the man made mention of using wood stain spray, other stuff like polish and other things in tuning the woods and putting them in good shape. But before we go in there, like we actually touch on that, I want to find out, have you ever, any of you here, sat on a wood chair before? Anita, I'll start with you. Have you sat on a rough chair before?
Not really. You haven't
What about you, Ella?
Oh, well, I've sat on a rough wooden chair before.
Yes, because okay.
My uncle is a carpenter, and she like go to his workplace. Chairs that he's not, how will I put it? He's not done working on it.
Okay.
He has not tuned it. He has just putting woods together to make it a chair form. Yes, I usually sit on it.
How was the feeling?
Like? Yeah. It's not comfortable, yes. I'll say it's not comfortable. And when you sit on it, you like your dress and because I will be dirty. One, it will be dirty. Two, if you don't take a how will I put it? The tread in your dress,
yes.
How might come out.
Might fall out. Okay. So that was your experience. What about you, Brenda?
Actually, I've not tried that before. I've never sat on a rough chair.
Rough chair.
Never done that.
So we have like different kinds of opinion here at the moment, but let's touch on what he said in tuning the wood. As I said before, he made mention of certain materials that they use in doing that, and he spoke of using pesticides. He said that in using that, it prevents the insects from penetrating into the woods. I, as an individual person, I think it has an effect, or it may have an effect on the buyer who is sending the thing home. What do you think?
With the buyer, I think there wouldn't be any side effects, because the furniture or the artifact has kept long at the carpenter's shop or something. So the spray he sprayed, I'll say it's gone. The scent is gone.
So it wouldn't have an effect on the buyer.
Yeah.
What about you, Anita?
Actually, I will add up to what she said. You see, the wolves come from thick forest, bush, like, you know, these insects, animals, and co. When you bring it home, then the carpenter or the person that brings it or the person going to work on it must apply some chemical. Let me give, we all know Desban, I know most people know. It's also a chemical that when you bring the wood to the house, because you don't know what is in there, maybe there are insects hiding in, you have to spray it with that chemical. So if there is any insect, it might kill it. What if nothing has been done, it's been used for a chair, they bring it home, then those insects start entering into your wardrobe, and you see those tiny insects can cause very dangerous infections to your body. So it needs to be sprayed. It's even good than not applying it and bringing it. Something needs to be done. So I really buy into your idea.
And not just spray it well.
Yes, very,
but
very well.
Do rough work.
And sometimes we, the customers, are also something. Some people will just give you a work tomorrow and be like, I need it tomorrow. We don't work like that. So some people tend to blame the carpenters or the person working. We don't do that. When you give someone a work, you see, patience moves mountains. So when you relax, the work done will be perfect. But me, if I'm a carpenter and you come to my shop and you give me pressure, I'm going to do what you want for you. And you can't blame me for that, because I can give you evidence and everything, the pressure you were giving, I need the thing tomorrow. And no, we don't work like that, because I have to go to where the machine was smoothing the thing, bring it home, take my time, and spray it well for the insect to die. So the customers also have to have patience.
Carpenters don't do express work, like how seamstress do.
So in your case, Anita, you are trying to let us know that the pesticide is good for the woods because it helps prevent the insects.
Very, very good.
So you advise everybody going in for a furniture to allow that to be done. But yes, having said that, I want back to my question again. I want to find out, does it have an effect, the pesticide, does it have an effect on the buyer? The one bringing it home, does it have an effect on
you? Okay,
him?
It depends.
Okay.
Because anything, you see, when sun reacts on certain things, even if the thing is too high, the scent and everything, it comes down.
Yeah.
So, with a carpenter, when everything is sprayed and everything is done, it needs to be on the sun for some time for it to be well dried. The word is well dried, because if it's not well dried and you take it to maybe the sawmill or whoever is going to cut it into pieces, maybe the person also has this reaction or allergies or something. It's going to affect the person even before the consumer.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah,
so it needs to be sprayed and put on the sun for some time to be well dried before even moving to the sawmill.
Okay, thank you. Quickly, Brenda, you are nodding your head. It looks like you have something to say. Tell us.
Yeah, I was trying to talk about what Anita said when she was like, it's good, the pesticide is good for the buyer, or it won't have a health effect, or she advised that you can go for. I think it's true. I'm also in support of that, but I think when buying it, you should be sure that it has been worked on well.
Okay.
Do you get? Maybe you're an asthmatic patient or those kind of things, and then you go for the wood that hasn't been well prepared.
Uh-huh.
That maybe the pesticide might affect you. Yeah, so you should be sure of what you get. Like, you should get the best of it.
Okay.
Like the one that has been well prepared, which would not affect you, or the wood that has been prepared well, that maybe would not end up being spoiled. Like what is being prevented will now occur or something.
Okay, so let me find out in, how do you call it, in tuning the woods. Okay, in tuning the woods, and you are saying that the carpenters are the ones using the pesticides on it. Since it doesn't have an effect on the buyer, don't you think it's risky for the carpenters as well, because they will have to stand the smell for some time using all kinds of chemicals on this? Does it not affect them?
Okay, we have something where that goes like obedience is better than sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Even before you buy the items, even the illiterate, they tell them make sure you put on protective, maybe gloves, face masks, the overall and all those stuff. So if you don't do that, it's going to be at your own risk, because even if you read on the item, they said what, I don't know how to put it, stay out of reach of children.
Okay.
We know that the children won't be available by then. So you, the carpenter, that you know you've been in the work for long, you should know that wearing protective stuff would rather be, even if it's going to affect you 100%, it wouldn't be so, because you've protected yourself enough.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And do you want to add up?
No. That is to say, you can't have a carpentry shop anyway. Mm-hmm. Meaning you can't work at home, because at home children are there. Mm-hmm. So you're supposed to have a shop on its own. You can't just take your compound and start working, or make a carpenter shop there. So I'm saying that since the pesticides are harmful to children too, I'm not supposed to work around children. Okay.
With this, with all that you've said, I'm still standing on my ground, and I'm saying that since the person is still in the profession, that is what he or she does each and every day. In as much as a person might have a protective something on, I still think it might affect them. Yes, there might be an a side effect. Yes, because so long as you get stick to something for a very long time, you might be affected.
Okay, the carpenter spraying the pesticide. You see, you have to observe the rules. Dress properly if you don't want any side effect. Because I know a man who is 50 years in carpentry and the man is still good to go. It's only due to the long standing and the hitting the hammer and all that is causing maybe arm problem and the waist, but with the spraying he's still good to go because he dressed properly and nothing enters through the nose, nothing, no chemical pores on the skin. I think I was like, hey papa, we when you, and he was like, hey Juma, we didn't want my sow, and I was like, now add the own bread drone and cool man, I said baby sir. And I was like, oh, they be cry. Suddenly, they are not only say, what dress see here now? I dare was say, oh, yeah, no, yeah. But we say, be a me, and me, sissy, and me, cut to Jenny, and some name, yeah, because of the amigina honey hammer. So I came to realize, I said, when you dress properly, it's not going to have any effect on you. But when you be like, with them, I mean, share where you are. We have some companies who are so, I don't know what is wrong with them. You see them spraying without putting only rag on them. It's not nice. That one, you are causing harm to yourself. But when you put on the correct protective equipment, I think you are good to go, because you can't be tying gloves and be putting on scarf and go and wear any shoe. They'll wear with their uniform now. You have to put on overall.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's
you are saying that when it comes to tuning in and tuning of furniture in carpentry, is not harmful to those who observe the rules.
Yes.
It's not harmful.
Yes.
It's been a wonderful day and a wonderful program having you all here joining me in the discussion. Yes, it wouldn't have been nice without you. Thank you, ladies, for coming. Brenda is actually new on the show. Brenda Kafui, yes, and Anita and Koma Johnson, and our usual and regular guest, Emanuela Ajo Amuzu. Thank you, ladies. It's been a ladies' affair this afternoon, and before I go, I'm pleading with our dear carpenters that please go through the necessary procedures when you are tuning your furniture. You can't be fighting COVID and be fighting other illnesses as well. If you are supposed to put on any protective garment to save yourself from any chemical, please do so. But yes, as I always tell you, COVID is still in the system. Mask up when you're going out and stay blessed. Until then, bye bye.